First, we remember all phenomena that we normally perceive do not exist. Okay? From our previous study, meditation, contemplation, we remember all phenomena that we normally see or perceive do not exist. And then we completely stop. So we apply effort to completely stop perceiving all phenomena that we normally perceive, which is ordinary appearance. Thinking because they do not exist. Okay. So in this way, we should apply effort to stop perceiving the self that we normally perceive. We should apply effort to stop perceiving the body that we normally perceive, to stop perceiving all the things that we normally perceive. We should apply effort to stop thinking because they do not exist. If through our meditations on emptiness we recognize the self, the body, and all phenomena we normally see do not exist, they are unfindable, and then we strongly believe this, the things we normally perceive will disappear because they do not exist. Right? So this is our practice of stopping. This is our stopping practice. We are stopping believing the things we normally see exist. We stop perceiving the things that we normally perceive. Okay? We apply effort to stop perceiving all the things we normally see with determination. And in this way, we will develop a cessation of perceiving all the things we normally perceive. Okay? We will develop a cessation. At that time, we will perceive the emptiness or mere absence of all the things we normally perceive. All ordinary appearances ceased. Okay? Then we can generate a new pure world, completely pure, through the force of our correct belief, correct imagination. And then we offer that to Guru Sumati Buddha Haruka, who is delighted, by the way. So delighted. We offer that new pure land that we've generated through correct imagination to Guru Sumati Buddha Haruka and all the Buddhas of the Ten Directions. Wonderful. Venerable Geshe-la said, this way of stopping, okay, what does he mean? This way of stopping perceiving all the things we normally perceive. We should think to ourselves, why am I always perceiving things? They do not exist, so why am I always perceiving them? And we make a determination to stop. Okay? He says, so then we put that determination into practice. This way of stopping, this practical method, is very important to learn this. Okay, so we can train in this in our own practice and in retreat. You know. He said, finally, if this is practically working, then no problem. But if it is not working, then difficult to generate pure universe and so forth. But we can practice from where we are and gradually improve. Okay, so don't worry. Through blessings, gradually our wisdom will grow and our understanding will become clearer and clearer, and our way of offering will become more profound, more qualified. Okay, but don't worry. We're definitely on the correct path. If we practice this, following our spiritual guide with faith, then definitely we are going in the correct direction. We are following the path to the Pure Land. Gradually, our wisdom and understanding will become more profound. Okay, we don't need to worry.